From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Senator Lisa Murkowski is the target of a new TV ad urging her to vote against Republican efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
Senator Murkowski, you have a deciding vote. Alaskans need you to vote no on health care repeal.
The ad is paid for by Save My Care, a national health care advocacy group trying to stop Congress from repealing President Obama's health care law. Murkowski is a swing vote on health care. She criticizes current law for driving up premiums in Alaska, but she wants to keep some of its provisions, like coverage for pre-existing conditions, expanded Medicaid, and funding for Planned Parenthood. She said last week she doesn't know how she'll vote because she hasn't seen any text of the bill her colleagues are working on.
But, we don't know. I don't know.
She says she learns what might be in the bill from the questions reporters ask. She's critical of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's decision to bypass committees, but her dissatisfaction with the process doesn't mean she'll reject the repeal bill.
I can't speculate as to how I'm going to vote on something if I have no idea as to its contents.
The Senate is reportedly trying to soften some of the effects of the bill the House passed last month. That legislation would slash the generous subsidies that help middle-income Alaskans buy insurance plans. It would phase out funding for Medicaid expansion, a provision that has extended government-funded insurance to 34,000 lower-income Alaskans. The House bill would also lower taxes for people making more than $200,000 a year and reduce the federal deficit by $119 billion over 10 years. Work is nearing completion on a gravel road extending toward the west side of Douglas Island. The city and borough of Juneau is spending $3 million in grant funding to punch out a so-called Pioneer Road for future development. Heavy equipment is clearing felled trunks from giant Sitka spruce. Choicest timber will be sold off to Enco Alaska, the Juneau-based contractor selected by the city to build the road. On paper, the area is called West Douglas. Cities identified this area as a potential community hub in a conceptual plan drafted in 1997. There are three major landholders here, the city with about 3,400 acres, the steep mountainous parts are part of the Tongass National Forest, and the more valuable coastland is held by Gold Belt, Juneau's Urban Native Corporation. Wrangell's municipal government is preparing for a strike. That's after borough officials and union members in the Southeast Island community of about 2,300 rejected each other's wage proposals. About 25 municipal employees represented by the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers have been without a contract for approximately 3 years. Both sides issued final contract offers this month. Wrangell's Borough Assembly accepted the benefit and wage table terms earlier this month, but it rejected a union pay raise proposal. Workers then rejected a management counteroffer. Union says they're waiting for a new offer from the borough. Strike plans will only be discussed if there's no acceptable response. And a quick look at weather. It's 52 degrees with light rain at Juneau International Airport. Weather tonight, scattered showers, cloudy with a low around 47.